1700 years after the Aksum Obelisk was erected in Ethiopia, it appears the 82-foot-tall granite monument will be heading back home later this month. In 1937, the Aksum Obelisk was carted off to Rome by Benito Mussolini's fascist troops after they invaded Ethiopia. It's been a long struggle to get the obelisk repatriated, but now there's word that Italy will return the first piece of the obelisk by the end of the month, with the other pieces to follow. And that's joyful news for many in Ethiopia, among them Richard Pankhurst. He's a professor at Addis Ababa University, and he helped found the Committee for the Return of the Aksum Obelisk. Welcome.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could describe this obelisk for us. It was standing for many years in Rome near the Circus Maximus. What does it look like?
Well, it's a thin and tall building, a block of stone, a single block of stone originally, and it represents a kind of skyscraper as still exists in Saudi Arabia, with imitation windows and doors cut out of the living rock.
And what's known about who would have built it and what it symbolized?
Well, it was built by the people of Aksum, who were excellent craftsmen, very skilled at working with stone. It was a great achievement in bringing the obelisks to where they were, transporting them a distance of almost 5 kilometers, partly up and partly down ground. And these obelisks, of which the one from Rome is the second biggest, they were erected as grave markers.
And who was the grave marker for?
This we don't know, but it was clearly one of the kings of Aksum in those days. These were erected immediately before the coming of Christianity, in the early 4th century, after which the country became Christian and the custom of building obelisks came to an end.
Now, after the war, Italy promised, this was back in 1947, promised to return the obelisk. What's taken so long?
I suppose because of bad will on the part of the Italian government. I think if you make a contrast with Nazi Germany, you see that after the war, Nazi Germany had the war crimes, the trials, and the German people knew of the crimes of the Nazis in Germany. No such trial took place in Italy, and so many Italians still believed what Mussolini told them, that his was a civilizing mission in Africa.
There was an active campaign in Ethiopia to get the obelisk back. Are folks in Aksum ready to have the obelisk returned?
Oh, very much so. They had a petition themselves signed by some over 15,000 people, which is a large number, a large proportion of the Aksum population. And already in 1997, the hole was excavated because a British archaeologist had discovered exactly where the obelisk had stood before the invasion. And the hole was excavated in the hope that it would be returned that year, as promised in a bilateral agreement.
This obelisk is 180 tons, 82 feet tall, I believe. How do you go about transporting something like that from Rome back to Ethiopia?
Well, you remember that the ancient Aksumites were able to transport it as a single piece. Now it's going to be transported by plane. It's in three pieces because when it originally fell in ancient times, it broke up into three pieces. Each piece will be taken on a single flight.
This has been such a sore point in Ethiopia for so long. What kind of celebration will there be once the obelisk is back in place?
We imagine there'll be great celebrations. Many of our friends amongst the Ethiopian diaspora in the States and in England tell us that they will be there for the occasion, and large numbers of people will be flocking to Aksum from all parts of Ethiopia. You know, Ethiopia has been waiting for so many years for the Italians to honor this obligation, that there'll be great excitement.
Well, Professor Pankhurst, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Talking with us from Addis Ababa, Richard Pankhurst, one of those who's led the campaign for the return of the Aksum Obelisk to Ethiopia from Rome.
And you can see a photo of the Aksum Obelisk and a map of its original location at our website, npr.org.